Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the fourth day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to have in mind to daven for a six-year-old girl here in Boca, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, for a refuah shalema. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather on the call. In the most difficult of circumstances, the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. So we continue to gather for a few moments to hear some words of Dibrei Chizuk. We recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Michael Davies, Congregation Sons of Israel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Davies fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for Shavuim, and the Mishaberach for the Cholim, for those who are sick. Rabbi Davies will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And as I shared yesterday, included with that is a link to follow along with all of the chapters of Tehillim, Achinu, the Mishaberach, with a translation. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Davies.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali, for welcoming me back here to the call. As Naftali mentioned, it is a difficult time for us, especially learning of the news this week of the death of Itai Heng. I had the privilege of meeting his father, Ruby, when I was on a mission to Israel a couple of months ago. The beginning of this week's parsha, Pekudei, starts out with a phrasing that is perplexing to many of the Rishonim. Ela Pekudei Mishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus, that these are the reckonings, the calculations of the tabernacle of the Mishkan, the tabernacle of testimony. And the question that the Rishonim ask is, why is it that we have this repetition here? Okay, it says Mishkan. Why does it have to go back and say Mishkan Ha'edus? What is that phrasing, Mishkan Ha'edus, coming to tell us, the tabernacle of testimony? Various Rishonim suggest different ideas as to what this is referring to. Rashi right away says it's Edus LeYisrael Shaviter LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu Amas Egel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Jewish people to be redeemed, to come forth past their great sin of the Chet HaEgel, to be able to have the Hashras HaShchina, the divine presence, rest among them in the Mishkan. The Ramban, Nachmanides, says that this is referring to the luchos that were housed in the Mishkan. And because you have the two tablets that were received at Har Sinai, they are called luchos ha'edus, so that's why the Mishkan is called Mishkan ha'edus. However, I'd like to look back at the Ramban actually at the beginning of Parshas Truma, which is the beginning of our discussion around the Mishkan, the tabernacle, where the Ramban tells us that the Sod HaMishkan, the secret of the Mishkan, is as follows. Sheyeh HaKavod Asher Shachan Al Har Sinai Shochein Alav Binistar. That the honor, the glory that rested on Har Sinai at the time of the revelation of Matan Torah, Shochein Alav Binistar, rested within the walls, within the space of the Mishkan in a concealed manner. And in a certain way, this is the continuation of that glorious moment of the revelation at Har Sinai, of the receiving of the Torah, that the Jewish people experienced, that they were able to carry this forward in their day-to-day ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God, in the Mishkan. And that's perhaps why it's referred to as Mishkan Ha'edos. And I see this manifesting really in a number of different ways. First of all, in the surface level, to understand and appreciate that Matan Torah was a glorious event, but it was a one-moment event. It was a one-time event. And we can always look back and say that was one time, it was miraculous, unbelievable. It's one of our sources of emunah, faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's only one time. So how do we carry that on? How do we continue to bring that forward in our lives? And that is through the Mishkan Ha'edos, through a testimony, through living each day with Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the Mishkan today, but we continue to serve and create relationship, deep relationship with Hashem. And that is an Edos that we continue to carry on. I see it manifesting also. Naftali mentioned to me that this week is the anniversary of the beginning of this Tehillim and Chizuk call. You know, to start out, to do it one time. So that was one time, but to carry it on for a few years already, to continue to have people gathering together every single day, that is an edus, that is a testimony, that is something that is so powerful and continues to go on with us to provide ourselves and each other strength during these difficult times. And lastly also, and I saw this mentioned by Daniel Gordis in his blog about a month ago, the question of how we look back at what took place on Simchas Torah this year. We look back on October 7th, and how do we preserve the memories of what happened then, and the sites where it took place? Things are changing rapidly. I know I was in Eretz Yisrael beginning of January, and I know enough people have gone to visit since. And each time, each visit is a little bit different. Things are changing. Things are coming back. They're trying to figure out what to do with the communities that were affected, what to do with that space. And Gordon says the space feels both defiled and sacred at the same time. And it's difficult. It's difficult to preserve. But I think for each and every one of us, we're able to have an Eidos. We continue on. Havdil, not comparing it to the wondrous event of Matan Torah, but to understand it as a significant event in our lives, both personally and collectively, to have the Eidos to carry on, to remember and to recall and to share with others, to be able to advocate for Eretz Yisrael, for Achayalim, for all of our brothers and sisters, and throughout the entire world, for all the Jewish people, to be that Mishkan Ha'edus, to be carrying on that message and that memory, to make sure that people know that we are here, we're here to stay, and we are strong. That is the most important thing for us to do today. It wasn't just a one-time moment. It's something that we need to carry on in our collective memory and to be able to push forward with strength, to be able to push forward with resolve, to be able to see Yeshuas and Nechamos in here of the Amen. I'm going to now recite the series of Tehillim. We're going to start with Mizmor Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagech Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezercha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor kol min chosecha, v'ol asecha yidash nesela. Yitem lecha chilvavecha, v'chol asecha yimale. Yirani nabi shu asecha, v'shem eloheinu nigo, yimale Adonai kol mishal asecha. Ato yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho, yaneyu mishmei kocho, v'gurat yesha yinu. Eilev arechev, v'eilev asusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai eloheinu naskir. Hey ma karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodan. Adonai hoshia ha-melech ya'aneinu yom kareinu. Continue with the recitation of Mizmor Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echso. B'nos deshe yarbiteini, almei menuchos yinahaveini. Nafshi yishovev yanacheini v'magalei tzedek l'ma'an shimo. Gam ki eilech v'gei tamavet, lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorirai. Dishanta b'ashem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayai. V'shachti v'veis Adonai v'yorech yamin. Continue with Psalm 121, Mizmor Kuf Chaf Am. Shir l'malos, esa einai el harim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri, me'im Adonai, ose shamayim va'aretz. Al yitem lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Hine, lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shamerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar et nafshecha. Adonai yishmar teischa vo'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Continue with Mizmor Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha-ma'alos, mima'amakim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai, shema b'koli, tena oznecha kashuvos b'kol tachanunai. Im avonos ishmarya, Adonai, miya amon. Ki imecha haslicha, lima antivare. Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, vilivaro hocholti. Nafshi, l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Im Adonai hachesed barbe imofidus. Behu yifte et Yisrael mikol abonoso. Final recite, Mizmor Kuf Mem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David v'yoso b'maras v'ila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eskanan. Eshbolch l'panav tichi, tarasi l'panav agi. V'satef alai ruchi, v'atayadat anisivasi, v'orach zu ahalaych tamnufachi. Habeit yamin ure'e bein li makir, avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Za'ati eilecha Adonai, amarti atanachi, velki v'eret ha'chaim. Akshiva el rinasi, kidaloti me'od, atzileni me'rod faik, yamtu mimeni. Hotzi amimaz ker nafshi, lodos eshimecha, v'yachiru tzadikim, kisigmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim b'tara v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein bayavasha, ha'makom yirachem aleim eotem v'tara v'acha, u'mefeil olero mishibad b'gula, ashtalag zman kariv, v'nomar amein. Mishaberach avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, hu yivarech eskai elei tva hagana l'Yisrael, ha'omdim amishmar artenu v'arei Eloheinu migvul halvanon b'abin bar Mitzrayim, u'min hayam ha'gadol alivo harava, b'yavasha, b'yavir u'bayam. Yitain Adonai es oivenu ha'chamim aleinu nigafim v'tnehem, ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmar v'yatsiyo eskai aleinu mikol tzar v'tuka, mikol nego machla, yishlach bracha v'aslacha b'chol maseideihem, Yad Berson Enu Tachtehem, Vyatre Mechesi Yeshua Vater Nitzachon, Ituyam Bahem Akasuv, Ki Adonai Eloheichem, Haoleich Imachem, Limachem Lachem, Im Ayabechem, Laoshia Eschem, Benomar Amen. Mishabe Rach Amosenu, Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe, Aaron, David Shlomo, Vivarech, Vishmor, Vinsor, Etachenu Beis Israel, Hashuyim, Ba'avur shanu mispalin ba'avuram, ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachim aleihem, yishmerein mikol tzara v'tuka, mikol nego machala, yishlach bracha v'aslacha b'chol maseh yedeihem, yotzi'ein mechoshech v'tzamaves, v'yishivein min heira l'chek mishpechoseihem, v'nomar, amein. Bishabeirach Avosenu, Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Huivarech Virape Eshacholim. Bavur Shanachim Isbalin Bavuram Biskarze Koshbach Yimale Rachim Alehem Lachalimam Lerabusam Lachazikam Lachayosam Yishlach Lahem Meira Vorshan Meshamayim Lachali Vere Mahogi Dehem Bisok Shar Holy Israel Ruhusan Evashuasago Ashtabo Bagala Lizman Kariv in Amar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Davies. I look forward to having you back on the program in your just time, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day at this time we pause to share a moment of tefillah of prayer together, wishing the Chama comfort, physical strength, and hope for all of us.